Shoin called at the 18th hour.
I'm supposed to tell you to stand at parade rest.
Felix cocked his head.
I beg your pardon.
Has the service started? Asked Kent.
About to,
she told him. Kent turned to Felix. They're holding a memorial service for the 9 we lost at the dorm this morning.
Oh.
They stood, clasping gloves behind their backs. After a few seconds, Felix sat down again.
What's the matter? Kent asked.
What do you mean?
Shoin wanted to know.
It's Felix. He sat down.
I'm tired, Felix said quietly. They heard Shoin laughing.
Don't blame you, Felix. Lots of folks up here would like to lie down after all the partying they've been working at.
Still? Asked Kent.
Sure, up to about half an hour ago.
She giggled.
The whole place is drunk, if you ask me.
Kent sat down next to Felix.
Nathan? Felix? The service is on Command 3 if you want to tune in.
Felix shook his head.
I'll pass.
Me too, said Kent. She sighed loudly.
I don't blame you. Pretty dreary. Felix, what you been doing all this time?
Policing the area, he replied dryly. She laughed. Then abruptly she groaned.
My God,
she exclaimed.
What was that? Did you two feel that?
Feel what? Asked Kent.
I don't know. I guess it was an earthquake or banshee quake. Whoops, there it goes again.
Felix was already to his feet and moving. The fear rushed like burning tendrils down the back of his neck and across his shoulder blades.
Don't you feel it, you two?
She persisted.
You should. You're only about...
Canada,
Felix all but shouted. Get to the...
Well, damn it,
she continued without hearing.
I can't believe you didn't feel that one.
Canada,
Felix barked.
Get inside. Get in the bunker.
He began to run toward the fort. Kent seemed to get it at the same moment. He barely hesitated before following.
Canada,
Felix called again.
Yes, Felix, I'm here. You don't have to blast my ears.
Are you doing it? Are you going to the bunker?
Well, no. Why should...
Damn you, Shoin, Felix snapped. You want to die?
It's just a tremor, Felix. Get hold of your...
Shoin, that's no quake. Remember where you are. Remember what lives here, what lives underground. Get everybody inside.
There was no reply.
Canada? Kent called. Canada, answer!
Her scream began as a low whimper, plaintive and childlike, before swelling suddenly, horribly, across the spectrum until it burst forth as the blood-curdling cry of a grown woman gripped by ultimate terror.
Oh, God! Oh, God! Oh, God! Felix! Felix! Ants! 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 Ants!